Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hope you had a great weekend, everybody. I certainly did. Welcome to the program. Already in progress, it's hour two. Scottie Pippen in an hour from now. Reggie Miller in about 20 minutes. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DPShow. Best and worst of the weekend. We'll get to your phone calls. Also, if you missed the news from the first hour, John Facenda, the voice of God, is going into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And I had a very, very, very small part in this. I sent a letter to the Pro Football Hall of Fame and talked to David Baker, their president. And I just said, open your eyes and ears. This is the voice of God, and he should be in there as a contributor to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. David took it to the committee, and the committee came back. And yesterday I found out that John Facenda is going into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. McLevin, the poll question from the first hour.
A little more petty. Is it a good postseason or a bad postseason for Paul George of the Clippers? 54% say good postseason.
I'm going to say good. They're still alive. He hasn't been great, but I think he's doing whatever he needs to do right now. You know, a lot of rebounds, a lot of assists. He just hasn't shot well. And I think he's being forced into a role where you got to just keep putting up shots. You got to keep shooting. And this is a big game, you know, coming up tonight. Clippers at the Suns, game 5. Yeah, McLevin.
I feel like we're on a collision course for the storyline of these two teams are meeting in the finals and the ratings aren't going to be good. Like, I'm already seeing, and actually, I'm tweeting some of it myself, like, this is going to be such an odd finals matchup.
I know, but I just watch. Now, look, it's my job to watch. If you don't watch, you don't watch.
But would you watch if it wasn't your job?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I've watched World Series matchups that I go, all right, am I really interested in this? Probably not. But then there's magical things that happen. There's always a moment. There's always a performance. And you just want to say that you watched it. Your phone calls are welcome. We'll get to best and worst of the weekend. Get an in-depth look at the country's top gymnasts in the Peacock original Golden. Go behind the scenes with the athletes as they compete for 4 spots, Team USA Olympic roster, the new docuseries Golden, streaming now. Sign up at PeacockTV.com to get started. By the way, Simone Biles did make the Olympic team, in case you were wondering. Is that the surest bet that you could possibly have now, right now, is that she would win the gold medal? Can you think of a surer bet than that? You can't say Wimbledon, where you go, I know exactly who's going to win Wimbledon. It'd be Simone Biles, I think. It almost feels like Simone Biles, they should name an award after her. She's her own country here. And when you watch, when everybody is watching when you perform, that tells you something. Now, it's appointment viewing for the other gymnast just to probably be able to watch and say, I was there. I saw it up close personal. But that's on PeacockTV.com, our streaming partner. You can download the app. Peacock, by the way, best month they've ever had this past month. So we love what they're doing, and we appreciate their partnership there. Also, you can listen on our nearly 400 radio stations around America, iHeartRadio, and also the Fox Sports Radio lineup. Yeah, McLovin.
I watched a little bit of the gymnastic trials last night on NBC. I forgot how stressful gymnastics is, because if you misstep or something, like, you lose points. Like, that's why I'm wondering, is it definitely a sure thing for Biles? Like, I got right back into gymnastics. I haven't thought about it in 4 years.
Okay, does anybody want to take the bet that you can have Simone Biles or the field?
Oh, no one's going to take the field because they'll come off anti-Simone Biles. That's dangerous. Yeah. Oh. You want no part of that crowd.
Mm.
You don't trust me. I'll bet everything on Simone.
Okay.
He's already losing to Michael Phelps bet. So.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Oh, I'm done.
I know. Paulie's holding on for Michael Phelps is going to stage a comeback.
Can he be an alternate in Tokyo? Like if a swimmer gets a cramp?
No.
Have him by the pool in his little skivvies?
No. I don't think that they don't wear skivvies.
Whatever they're called.
Do you think he's got his bathing suit under his suit when he's working on the broadcast there?
I was watching the Olympic trials and they were interviewing Phelps. He's like, you know what? I haven't been inside an auditorium during, or whatever they call it, the natatorium or whatever it is.
The place where the pool is.
He goes, my blood got going. He goes, I was getting hyper. I was getting hyped up. I was like, take the shirt off. Jump in the pool.
He's not coming back. Yes, McLovin.
When he packs for Tokyo, does he put in any bathing suits at all? Like even okay.
No. No goggles. No skivvies.
What about a seniors division, like a 35 and over?
I don't think he needs it. Like he's the most decorated Olympian in history. Hey, come on. Is he that bored?
It is weird to see the coverage, though, because Usain Bolt is doing coverage of track and field, and Michael Phelps is doing coverage of the swimming, the two most famous athletes in probably Olympic history.
Yes, Todd.
You wouldn't watch some kind of aquatic senior center kind of thing? You would not watch?
No. Somebody's out there in floaties? No. No.
All wrinkled up.
Not at all. After a week of checking, Major League Baseball finally caught a pitcher using an illegal substance. Or at least the umpires believe they did. The guilty party. Yes, it's the guy that you thought it was going to be. The Mariners' Hector Santiago. But I said he didn't use anything but rosin. Once again, baseball finds itself in a sticky situation. They took Santiago's glove. They shipped it to New York for further inspection. This wasn't exactly CSI New York. I think they took somebody's sandwich bag and then they put the glove. I just had a snot bubble.
Chain of custody, guys.
Hey, nobody touch this glove. And then like five people who are handling the glove to put it in the bag. And so that's going to New York. And I don't know. This feels like it's Deflategate here. Santiago faces a potential 10-game suspension. You'd think that he'd be the first of many here. And I maintain that if you know that there's a police officer about a mile up and he's got his radar on, you're not going to speed when you go by that police officer. After you get past him, you probably would. And I thought there'd be a grace period where all the pitchers would play nice, their ERAs would suffer, their spin rates would be down. Batting averages would go up, and all those things have happened. They're going to get back to doctoring the baseball. They just are. Pitchers have barely hidden the fact that they've been using substances that are now deemed illegal, and they say, you know, everybody said, oh, it's about control. It's about the pitching numbers here. This isn't, I've got to hold on to the baseball. My God, how did Nolan Ryan hold on to a baseball all those years, throwing as hard, if not harder, than anybody in the history of the sport? Everybody was on their best behavior week one. But the pitchers are going to push the envelope. This is no different than steroids, where if you just used a little bit, or you know, maybe you used it occasionally, but nobody cheats a little. You cheat a lot. And pitchers had the opportunity to just monitor, police themselves. This is what we're going to do. All of a sudden, somebody's getting a substance shipped to them from North Carolina called Spider Tack, which is used for weightlifting. And then all of a sudden, Everybody's in on the secret here. Hey, what are you using?
I've got this stuff. It's Spider Tack. Spider Tack. You know, it's great. I mean, it's awesome. Well, how do I get it? Oh, there's this company down in North Carolina. They'll ship it right to you. Right? Yeah. You just put a little dab on it, and it's awesome. Spin rate. I mean, these guys can't touch any of your stuff. Oh, okay. Wait, we can't use it? I might hit somebody with a 95-mile-an-hour fastball. Okay. So what happens when you did hit them before when you had Spider Tack on? Oh, you were trying to hit them. Oh, okay. The unwritten rules of baseball. Yes, Paul.
If you watch the video of the Mariners pitcher Hector Santiago, he's leaving the game. Like, his stint is done. And he's kind of jogging off the field. Like, well, we got to check you real quick. So he kind of, as he's jogging towards them, he kind of cuts right, like, I'm going to get out of here. And everyone's kind of laughing. Then he hands them the mitt. And about 15 seconds later, they start calling the other umps over. And his look on his face changes from, he had to look like he's being punked. Because here comes another guy. And then his manager comes out. And then they bring a bag out. A sandwich bag from some deli. Wrap it up.
Yeah. We got anything that we can put this glove in? I'm finished up with a sandwich here. You can use that. Oh, okay. You're done with it? Yeah. And then they like tape it up. You know? Yeah. Yes, Todd.
So they're in the lab. They're like, how does peanut butter and jelly affect the spin rate? I don't understand how the way they would use that.
Thank you, Todd. They're going to catch more pitchers here because pitchers are going to get desperate and they're going to be like, okay, how long do we have to wait? Can we wait another week? Can I wait another week? My ERA is suffering here. My spin rate is suffering here. I saw where somebody said this is worse than steroids. Easy here. Spider Tack never, you know, led to health problems. Yeah. But, yeah, back to steroids, where if you just did a little bit, hey, Barry, you don't have to hit 73 home runs. You're really going to draw a lot of attention to you. I can't help myself. I just can't. I can't. Yes, Todd.
It's like that student that has like a 65-70 average. You can't all of a sudden get a 98 and not expect the teacher to come talk to you after class. How that happened?
Okay, it happened in chemistry class one time when I cheated off Greg Sliger's paper.
Cheat a little bit. Yeah. You could get an 83 and maybe the teacher will wink at it that you did a little extra work.
Actually, I did. I didn't want to get a 90. I thought, you know what? Greg is, he's like magna cum laude or something. So how about I get like an 84, throw people off the scent? I did. Not proud of that, by the way. Probably should have cheated and got an 89 or something like that. Yes, Todd. Or Paulie.
So they told Santiago that it's not that he used an illegal substance, it's that he put the rosin mixture on his glove hand. So apparently that's illegal. He said he didn't know. He said he puts it on the base of his glove hand and then his pitching hand, and when he needs some more, he just grabs it off the heel of his glove hand. They said you can only put it on one hand, which is odd. He said he did not know that was a rule.
I mean, of all the things you're going to crack down on, like this, all right, these are the substances you can have. And I said it in, you know, when this first came out, I said, you want to get their attention, sit them down for 10 games, not days, 10 games without pay. But then they said, you're going to sit down for 10 games with pay. Wow, that's a deterrent. Oh, I'm going to stop now. 10 games, out pay, got your attention. These are the substances you're allowed to use. Baseball, come up with something that you say, this is what you must use. And that's it. Any variation of that, it's 10 games without pay. Yes, Todd.
But if you care at all about your reputation, you're wearing the scarlet letter for the rest of your career, basically. Even if it's a little of this or you didn't use whatever it is. Now, this guy, when he comes back, they're going to stop the game every time pretty much because he's already been busted once and he may not have learned his lesson.
Well, his last name begins with S, so the scarlet letter. It's right there, Todd.
Here it is.
Thank you. All right. We've got phone calls. We got our best and worst of the weekend coming up as well. I mentioned that you got a big game coming up tonight. It's game 5, Clippers and the Suns. The Bucks up 2-1 on the Hawks. Here is Trey Young talking about his injured ankle.
It's sore right now. It's hurting. It's frustrating. Yeah, I mean, it's hurting a little bit, and it's sore. I got some treatment on it. I'm going to go get some more in the morning. Yeah, I mean, that's more that's all I can do right now is get treatment. And then, yeah, when I came back in, it was just kind of sore, and I made me mad. I couldn't really go as fast as I wanted to, and then when I did, it hurt. So just got to get treatment, and hopefully it feels better for next game.
All right, we'll take a break. Reggie Miller will join us coming up. We'll get to your phone calls as well. Coming up on 15 after the hour here on the Dan Patrick Show. Warmer weather, getting outside, travel plans, summer's on its way. You want to look your best, you want to feel your best, and that's why I want to talk to you about M-Drive Boost and Burn. It's the supplement that can help you drop those unwanted pounds and give you energy, an energy boost that you'll need for your summer plans. Packed with clinically tested ingredients, M-Drive Boost and Burn helps build lean muscle and burn body fat. You can find M-Drive Boost and Burn at Walgreens, Rite Aid, and Vitamin Shop. It's a 60-day money-back guarantee, free shipping. MDriveDan.com, nothing to lose. You get lean, get strong, look your best, and feel your best. Go to MDriveDan.com and be ready. Be ready for what summer is going to bring you and fight back. You know, when you get older, it's tough to keep that weight off. Go to MDriveDan.com. Don't let age beat you. Refind your prime with MDrive. You can pick it up at MDriveDan.com or Walgreens, Rite Aid, and Vitamin Shop. Refind your prime with the great folks at MDrive. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. We'll hear from Tom Brady coming up here in a little bit. Scottie Pippen will join us coming up at the top of the hour. We'll get to your phone calls, best and worst of the weekend. We will give you hours coming up as well. Reggie Miller on the call alongside Marv Albert, Eastern Conference Finals between the Bucks and the Hawks on TNT. And Reggie joins us now. What would you ask Scottie Pippen?
His name has been in the news lately, hasn't it?
Yeah.
I probably would ask Scotty. He is perhaps the second half of one of the most famous duos in our game ever, right? I would want to know if he ever won a one-on-one game with Michael Jordan in their prime during practice, because Michael was notorious for playing one-on-one with his teammates. I want to know if at all Scotty ever won one of those games.
Do you think they're friends?
Define friends.
Off the court?
I think they are. Look, they shared too much bub not to be friends. I do. I think they're friends. I think, look, The Last Dance, in my opinion, didn't portray Scotty in the way as a competitor going against Scotty has I felt against him. It was Michael's doc. It was from his point of view.
Yeah, but Mike was rough on him. He didn't have to talk about the dumbest contract ever signed. And I don't know.
Hold on. Let me ask you a question. Right. When you were watching that doc, did you say that to yourself? That was the dumbest contract ever signed? Did you say it? I said it. Everyone said it. So when Michael says it, he's wrong?
Does it need to be said how many years later? If everybody knew it, then why does it need to be said again?
Well, you know, Michael loves taking jabs.
That's true.
And I think they're friends because, again, they've shared so many unbelievable moments together. And I do agree with Scotty. There would be no six without Scotty. I do agree with that. But I think where it kind of gets inflated from Scotty's point of view is Michael was definitely the alpha. He's got to understand that. And I think that kind of gets blurred in the lines a little bit with Pip.
But I don't understand this, Reg, because he's saying that when Phil Jackson picked Tony Kukoc to take the last shot in the playoffs against the Knicks 1994. He said, go back and look at it, and you can see it. It was my team. Why are you telling me to take the ball out, game-tying shot? He says, read between the fine lines. Then he goes on to say that it was a racial move to give Tony Kukoc a rise.
So no
further explanation of that.
No. See, I don't agree with that. No. There's plenty of times I've been a decoy on the Pacers team. There's just times when that has to be the case because everyone assumes and knows the ball is going to go to you. And sometimes you have to be a decoy. The whole racial point, no, absolutely not. That I don't roll with.
But Kukoc, you only had 1.8 seconds, whatever. Kukoc would have been a better deep shooter than Scottie Pippen.
And he made the shot, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I guess I guess Phil was right.
But I'm also trying to understand, you know, Scotty, it's not a midlife crisis because I don't know Scottie Pippen. But it feels like that with the reaction to the documentary. He says what he says about the last shot. He says what he says about Durant, and Durant's not LeBron. And, like, I'm okay with his thoughts on Kevin Durant. I don't agree, but, all right, that's his opinion. If he thinks Kevin Durant's not a great team player and LeBron would have made the Nets better, okay, that's his opinion. That seemed to make a lot of headlines just because he was critical of Kevin. Anytime you include LeBron in a conversation and then Kevin Durant fires back, then you got yourself, you know,
It's a fire.
Yeah.
Anytime you're gonna throw out MJ, LeBron, KD, and put yourself in the mix. I mean, you're talking about heavy hitters in our game.
Well, is Kevin Durant a floor? Is he a good team player? Like
Durant?
Yeah. With what you
absolutely.
Saw in this year,
like absolutely.
Would LeBron absolutely. Have made his teammates better in the same situation? Because that's what Scotty's arguing.
I personally just thought Kevin Durant was fatigued. That to me, that had nothing to do with involving your teammates and being selfish. And I just thought KD was fatigued at that moment of the game of playing every single minute yeah. of that game.
Yeah. I kept thinking, okay, using Scotty's logic, then LeBron is going to make Joe Harris make those shots now. James Harden's now going to make some shots. Like, those guys let Durant down. By necessity, Kevin Durant had to take that shot. Yes.
He was a one-man band in that particular moment. But that is no slight to me. I think the reason why Steve Nash didn't call a timeout, there's no way that Milwaukee was going to be able to set their defense. And I'm going to roll the dice. Kevin Durant's been fantastic for us the last three ball games. I'm going to roll with my home run hitter, and he came up short. That's no slight to saying LeBron would have been better in that moment. We've seen the history of Kevin Durant make big-time shots throughout his career. He was half an inch from sending Milwaukee home anyways. Yeah. So I disagree on Scotty on that end. I don't think it's a midlife crisis. I think he just wants people to remember he was the second part of a duo, one of the greatest duos this game has ever seen. And basketball and historians like yourself, like myself, we know. I think it's the generation that's the younger generation really doesn't know who Scottie Pippen is. And the last doc didn't help in terms of how they feel about him.
Reg on the call with Marv for the Bucks and the Hawks on TNT. Watching Chris Middleton, it feels like he's the closer for this team. He's not the star, but when Chris Middleton plays well, the Milwaukee Bucks win. Does he know his role on this team?
Yes, and you are 100% correct. And I think I said that on the air last night. You have to have the ball in his hands 3 minutes or less when the game is close, because Giannis doesn't make free throws and they're going to intentionally foul him. And he doesn't have an offensive game where he can create his own shot. I almost would say Drew Holiday is second in terms of command of having the ball in their hands. Both of those guys can make plays. Giannis is the best player. He's the most talented on that team. He is like, through three and a half quarters, he's going to set this team up and put them in the right position to win. But when it's closing time, you put the ball in Chris Middleton's hands and let him finish. And case in point was last night. He had struggled in games one and two, 15 points apiece, 30 points in two games, and he erupts for 20 in the fourth. That's just how he is. That's how he's built.
Feels like he can win a game for you, but he can lose a game for you.
He can shoot you out sometimes,
yeah.
But I'd rather a player be over-aggressive than under-aggressive. And he kind of shot him out of game one. He kept shooting and 6 for 23, and I think he wasn't deferring as much as he should have in game one, and it hurt him. But we also saw the flip side in game three for Middleton.
It's amazing that the Hawks are this far, because that lineup is banged up. Now you got Trae Young banged up. It's a credit to Nate McMillan and that team. But I look at that lineup and that bench, and I go, I wonder what they'll be like at full strength next season.
Well, you get DeAndre Hunter back. I give Bojan Bogdanovic a lot of credit, playing on one leg. He looked a little bit better early on in game three last night, in game four, but it just wasn't quite the same effectiveness that we saw early on in these playoffs and certainly towards the end of the regular season to take some pressure off Trey. Then when Trey tweaks his ankle, he came back. He was an absolute – you just don't know where the scoring is going to come from. It's been by committee for them to get to this point. But with all those guys banged up, this is a tall order for them to – now, again, Trey could be fine. He could be at 80, 85% and still put on a great performance. But with Holiday dogging him, picking him up full, being very physical with him, if he can't get around him, and then sometimes when they switch off Giannis on him with that size and length, and then they're funneling him to Brooke Lopez, it's a tall order. I agree with you. I give Nate and his staff a lot of credit. But maybe the end is near here. I'm not saying Atlanta cannot come back, but if Trey is not at close to 100% and making some of those crazy shots that we saw before the injury last night, it's going to be very difficult for Atlanta.
You got Clippers Suns coming up tonight, but I can't help but think every time I see a cutaway of Kawhi Leonard, what's his future in playing with this knee that feels like this is going to be there the rest of his career? And does he want to be here? You know, I don't know. He's a mystery here. He's up in the suite, not even down on the floor. I don't know. What do you gather out of this situation?
He's a hard dude to figure out, right?
Yeah.
I don't think anyone knows but Kawhi. I'm sure his teammates know his intentions. And I'm not saying Kawhi's a bad guy. I love Kawhi, you know, from the same hometown. I love his demeanor. I love his game. But look, a knee issue is serious. The fact that we're not getting any updates on it tells me more than, you know, I need to know, because I don't think he's coming back in the series, even if it goes seven or if they get, you know, to the NBA Finals. But it's a little weird that instead of being up in a suite, he would be on the floor, because as a teammate, I could get more information from a two-time Finals MVP in real time as opposed to him just coming down at halftime, you know, saying, hey, do this, do that, or I see this. I would much rather have my MVP, you know, on the bench, you know, giving Paul George you know, giving Patrick Beverly, giving Terrence Mann, who's played unbelievable. I mean, Mann could really use a lot of this information from Kawhi, but it is what it is. I mean, it doesn't diminish how great of a player he is.
Yeah, but I don't know if I want to invest, like the Clippers are invested in him, but do I want to have a guy who is, you know, he's high maintenance. Like you really have to gear for him for the regular season, everything about it. I don't know. As they move on, do you move on with Kawhi Leonard?
Well, if I'm a franchise, I'm moving on with Kawhi.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, he's when healthy and whole.
Yeah, but I don't know if he will be.
But you saw in that Dallas series alone. In the fourth quarter.
Oh, I know. I love it. I just don't know how consistent that is, Reg. I don't know. As they move forward, that knee's not getting any better. Feels like it's chronic. It feels like it's going to be there the rest of his career.
What you want to do is manage Kawhi until you get to the playoffs. And knock on wood that he doesn't get hurt like he did now. With no games and back-to-back, if he can stay healthy, his history has proven that he is a you know, Hall of Famer, two-time MVP type player, defensive player. So when healthy and whole, yeah. I'm rolling with Kawhi. You got to get him there. That's the problem.
I know.
You got to manage and get him there. Once you're there, you let him take over.
If you're Damian Lillard, do you want to stay in Portland? You're bringing in Chauncey Billups. Like, what's that mean for Damian Lillard? Is that going to improve their chances dramatically that he's going to play in meaningful games?
Well, I think the next 3-4 months are going to be very important in terms of what kind of moves Chauncey and that leadership group of the Blazers do. Because I agree, you're going to have to show Damian Lillard, okay, I'm serious about winning the championship here. Because look, of all the players that have asked to be traded, and Lillard has never said one word. He's been a ride or die with them. I think Chauncey was a great hire for them. I do. Having played against Chauncey, I know his mindset. He's a great communicator. He's a great leader. He's been around. He's a champion. And it's going to have some heartfelt conversations between Chauncey and Lillard. And Lillard has to be open and honest in terms of what he wants. Who would you love to play with? How can we go about executing that and bringing them in? You know, what do you need? Those conversations need to be had, and they need to be had soon. And then you've got to put that pen to paper and try to go out and build a team around them.
Yeah, it's going to be tough.
You think so?
Well, I just don't know. Do you have Dame and C.J. McCollum? You know, is that?
I think a move maybe has to be made.
Yeah.
With C.J. I could see C.J. being on the move because you can get something for McCollum.
Yeah.
You can get a draft pick and a veteran player, depending on where it is. You can get some pieces for McCollum. But, you know, Nurkic is always hurt. What do you do with him? Zach Collins missed all of last year, always hurt. So, I mean, you got to get some guys that are not as injury prone, that have some experience and that can win some ball games or help you win some ball games along with Lillard.
Reg will be on the call with Marv Albert. When's your next game?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow night. Okay. What are you doing all day?
I'm going to go for a run right here in the A and just relax, get ready for tonight's, you know, Suns-Clippers game.
Are you big in Atlanta?
I'm huge in Atlanta.
Those fans probably, they're not mean-spirited down there.
No, not here.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
They're lovable. They're like teddy bears here. Yeah, not at all.
Did you play against Dominique?
Of course. Yes.
All right. Did he ever dunk? No, you never.
He never. No.
No.
But Olay! Go ahead. Olay, Dominique. Olay! To the hoop. That was Derek McKee's job.
Oh, poor.
I was locking up Randy Whitman and Doc Rivers and John Battle. Those were my defensive assignments right there for the Hawks.
Wow. You locking up Randy Whitman.
Hey, that was one guy. Look, I know I was faster than Randy Whitman.
Baseline jumper, Randy Whitman. That's about it. That's all you had to worry about.
Curl, baseline jumper. Curl, baseline jumper.
All right, Reg. Good to talk to you, buddy.
Thank you, Theodore. Love you, Danettes.
That's Reggie Miller. Be on the call tomorrow night with Marv Albert, Eastern Conference Finals, Bucks and the Hawks on TNT. Jimmy in Chicago joins us. Hey, Jimmy, thanks for holding. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. Morning Monday. You were talking about Trae Young and his shimmy earlier. I believe it was Mark Jackson that may have started that. And it was annoying to see because he did it like every time he scored or did an assist. And it seemed like his whole upper body was shimmying. Like as he did it, like he put both his hands in the air and he was like running down the back to the other side of the court and doing it. And especially against the Bulls in the late 90s playoffs. So your thoughts on that. Take care.
Yep. Yeah, thank you, Jimmy. Yeah, Mark Jackson. Well, you know, the good news is he didn't score that often, so you didn't have to see the shimmy too much with Mark Jackson there. But Trae a little bit more. Barry in Long Island. Barry, welcome back. Best and worst of the weekend.
Good morning, fellas. No best of the weekend. Two worsts. First, Jacob deGrom gives up two home runs against the Phillies. And the worst two words in sports... shorthanded goal.
Ooh.
By New York Islanders.
Yep.
The little engine that could derailed by the Tampa Bay Lightning. Well, at least my Mets are in first place, and my Kishkas can concentrate all their spilkus on them.
All right. Well, thank you, Barry. Game one tonight, Stanley Cup.
Dun, 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 dun.
Let's see. Brad in North Carolina. Hi, Brad.
Hey, BP. Hey, I don't really have a best, but even as much of a Carolina fan as I am, I couldn't even take any pleasure in what happened to NC State as far as my worst in Omaha with the College World Series. Just another example of the ineptitude of the NCAA.
All right. Well, thank you, Brad. Yeah, NC State, because of COVID, they had to allow Vanderbilt to go to the College World Series.
Didn't have enough healthy players there. Brandon in Virginia, then we'll take a break. Hey, Brandon.
Hey, morning, DP.
Hey, bud.
Hey, best and worst of the weekend. You know, I'm just going to fill all those sad ones with just a couple of bets here. Friday night, I took first in a DraftKings tournament to win $50,000 thanks to Fernando Tatis's three homers. Triple dong for him. And then my other best is the Red Sox sweeping the Yankees. It's always great to see the Yankees going downhill. So
yeah. You
guys have a great week, man. Thank you.
Thank you, Brandon. Yeah, is this second time this season Red Sox have swept the Yankees? Did you hear Shohei Ohtani's home run? The ball came off his bat, and it sounded different than anybody. We'll see if we can find that during the commercial break. I remember Jock Peterson of the Dodgers. And the first time I heard a ball come off the bat, Jock Peterson had that sound. And that might have been spring training. And I went, wow, that's different. Shohei Ohtani, just listening to it. And if you're listening on radio, when I play it for you, you don't even have to see it. It's just one of those where you go, wow, that's different. We'll take a break. Scottie Pippen, top of the hour. More phone calls coming up. We will give you our best and worst of the weekend right after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Houshmandzadeh and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a Robot Pachinko Machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, think I can eat that slice of pizza in under 30 seconds? Or, I don't know, take over a minute to down a 2-liter? Well, if you have, then you're going to love Pick 6. It's the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Here's how you play it during the playoffs. Pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they will have more or less of a stat, rebounds, points, assists, and more. Also, you track your picks, play against others for a shot to win at some big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now. Use the promo code DPSHOW for a chance to win huge cash prizes. That's code DPSHOW. Only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Where other vans stop short, Mercedes-Benz vans go far beyond. From their customization options, cutting-edge tech, 5-star sales service, financial support crew. Go the extra mile, taking the all-important first step into an authorized dealership today. I've mentioned Shohei Ohtani, his solo home run. This is what it sounded like.
Shohei drives that one left field. It's well struck, tracking to the wall. 25.
Incredible.
One more time, Seton.
Shohei drives that one left field.
That's not a wooden bat.
It sounded like a metal bat.
That is not a wooden bat.
You know, if he's using a metal bat, that would explain a lot.
That's courtesy of Bally Sports West Television. Man, that's different.
That's
a different sound right there. It explodes off his bat. All right, let's go around the room. Best and worst of the weekend. Todd, I'll start with you.
I'm going back to Friday night, game 2. Bucks and Hawks. Giannis scores 25. Jrue Holiday, another 22 in the Bucks' dominating win over the Hawks. Trae Young scored only 15 that night, tied a career worst with 9 turnovers, went 1-for-8 from three-point land. Yeah. Worst of the weekend, North Carolina State removed from the College World Series. Scheduled to play Vandy, sadly, in a winner-take-all game for a trip to the finals. Wolfpack were without an undisclosed number of players due to COVID-19 protocols, so early Saturday morning, the NCAA Division I committee ruled them a no contest for their game.
All right, McLovin.
This is niche, but the Phillies bullpen blew 6 saves in 4 games over a span of the last week. They are the worst of whatever. So my best is going to be Fernando Tatis hitting 3 home runs and Vlad Guerrero Jr. hitting basically a home run in every game. I want to be on those bandwagons.
But they're not going to be in the home run derby.
I know. It's a regular season bandwagon.
Seton O'Connor.
Don't sleep on the Travelers Championship, Dan.
Hey, the crowds were great there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was exciting yesterday.
Harris English beating Kramer Hickok, 8-hole sudden death playoffs. Basically the 5th major at this point. my worst of the weekend, Dan, unfortunately, CR7 out of the Euros. It's Portugal squad. Got beat.
I like to call him Cristiano Ronaldo.
I like CR7.
I know you do.
I like TB12, yeah. CR7, anybody who
Cristiano
does.
Ronaldo.
Yeah.
I think I called him a combination of Tom Rinaldi and...
You're expecting Tom Rinaldi to be there, yes, with the piano when he got, yes, knocked out.
Yes. My bad. Paulie?
Deanna Price, hammer throw. She made the got her Olympic record, or American record, I should say, for the hammer throw and qualified for Olympics. And then the fight of the year, a guy named, I don't know any of either of these guys, Brandon Glanton, cruiserweight, against Atifibor Apochi. It was a fight last night on Fox. It was a fantastic fight. Fight of the year.
Yeah, but we don't have any video. We don't have anything to put that in context.
They were punching each other for 10 rounds a lot. I don't have any.
And yes, then somebody won.
Yeah. Yes, Tom.
They were also, I put it on once Paulie sent out the text that we should check it out. They were 200-pound cruiserweights, and these guys looked like they were 250 pounds, just like two monsters wailing on each other.
Tom Brady was on The Shop on HBO, and the story that won't go away, because we won't let it go away, is who was he talking about? What quarterback was he saying that you're going to stick with that MF-er? Here's Tom Brady.
There was a story in free agency. One of the teams, they were interested, and all of a sudden, they weren't interested at the very end. I was sitting there thinking, you're sticking with that? Are you serious? Tom probably had no desire to go to that team, but now it's like, why don't you want me?
Absolutely.
Like,
absolutely.
When I look back, I'm like, I just don't way it would have went to that team. But they said they didn't want me, and I know what that means. I know what that feels like, and I'm going to you up because of that.
Courtesy of The Shop on HBO, Mike Florio is doing some CSI NFL, and he thinks that that team is the Raiders. That Raiders were a little bit interested, and then all of a sudden, Tom found out that they were going to stay with Derek Carr. And I guess Brady has said it's not Mitchell Trubisky. Well, if it's not Mitchell Trubisky and Ryan Tannehill, and the Colts didn't have an established quarterback at the time, the Chargers didn't have Justin Herbert at the time, so maybe it is Derek Carr. Tom keeps telling us who it isn't, so just process elimination. I'm guessing that might be your Raiders. Because John Gruden always loves the quarterback he doesn't have. And why would you not at least kick the tires on Tom Brady? But Mike Florio in Pro Football Talk said, you know, Brady, there's a lot that comes with Brady's high maintenance as far as bringing him into your franchise and everything else that he brings in there. But the Raiders decided they were going to stick with Derek Carr. You know, Brady, you don't want to go into the AFC West. You know, this is the path of least resistance. You know, you got Drew Brees bowing out. You got an opportunity. You got a good defense there. You got a good roster here. You got a coach who's going to have some fun with you. And it seemed like it was a little bit easier to get to the championship game in the NFC than it would have been the AFC. You wouldn't even have been the best team in your own division. You'd be facing the Chiefs twice. You know, make an argument the Chargers would be better than the Raiders. And Denver's at least competitive. Yeah, McLevin.
Poor Derek Carr. I mean, he never seems to catch a break in the offseason. Every offseason, we're talking about something, you know, replacing
him. It always feels like they're this close to replacing him. And I don't know. It always feels like they win a couple of games and then everybody's like, hey, Derek Carr, you know, his numbers are good. It's just I don't know if people go, game on the line, I can trust that guy. Like there's a Kirk Cousins feel to him where you go, all right, playing okay. Yeah, Paul.
And his stats are always good, not like the guy you cut. He had 27 touchdowns and 9 picks last year.
Yeah.
67% passer. You don't get rid of guys like that. But the team was 8-8 again.
Brady says that he took success for granted when he was younger.
There was times where, yeah, I was young and really enjoyed the moment of sports. And then thought after we won our third Super Bowl, I was really young, 25. I was like, I made some comment like, man, maybe there's more to life than this. And then we didn't win a Super Bowl 10 years. And I was like, man, this is really hard. And then the next time we won the Super Bowl was like the most amazing experience of my life because I had perspective of not doing well, you know, taking it for granted when it did go well, and then realizing at this moment, oh my God, that was like impossible.
Unplugged, Tom Brady. He's going to have a heck of a book to write. Final hour coming up. In 10 minutes, we'll talk to Scottie Pippen. Back after this, Seton Pauly, Fritz and McLevin, yours truly, Dan Patrick Show. Close out the second hour with the one brand that pro athletes depend on to help them recover and stay at the top of their game. It's Level Select CBD Sports Creams and Roll-Ons, the leader in CBD. It's Level Select CBD. Ricky Fowler uses it. Carson Palmer, friend of the show. He spent 15 years in the NFL. He had 7 surgeries. And how does he start his day? Level Select CBD. Level Select products are formulated with doctors. They contain high concentrations of CBD. You feel an immediate difference. If you go to work out, play golf as I do, do it before you go play or work out, and then right after. You don't have to be a pro athlete to enjoy the safe, fast, acting, and effective relief of Level Select CBD. If you're going for that 10-minute walk or you're going to do a 10K, Level Select can help provide the relief you need. Go to levelselectcbd.com right now and use the promo code DAN40. That means 40% off your entire order. 40%. levelselectcbd.com. Promo code DAN40. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Minnie Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Minnie Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.